Hello?
Hey, I'm trying to speak with Kim.
Yes, this is she.
Okay, Kim, Rick here with Alpha Mazer. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hey, not too bad. Thank you for asking. It took me a moment to kind of dial in. I'm hoping we still have a good time to speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. So Kim, tell me about it. I think we've had a pretty we've discussed on the high levels what you're looking to accomplish. Apart from that, as far as the visualization is concerned, what exactly do you have in mind right now, and how does your, I mean, how do your competitors do it at this time?
So I have a few links I can send to you. I don't know like how they developed them per se, but most of them have
Oh,
these
yeah.
website modules that I'm assuming can work on the phone too, but I haven't tested that. But
Right.
basically they'll have a different variety of room options. And basically what my company does is we sell like tile sheets. So it's
Right.
disruptive to the tile industry, but oh, excuse me. But the more we can show our product in use, the especially in an interactive sense, the less guesswork that our customers will need. So we wanted to do something more dynamic than just showing photos of our product. We wanted for them to be able to pick like a room, and if we can't upload like their own room to start, that's okay. That could be like
Right.
a sprint two kind of improvement. But for to start, we would want to have, maybe three or four different kitchen options that show backsplash, and they could change the backsplash, based on, our product offering, so they could see it populate in real time. But we also do showers and tub surround tile. So,
Yeah.
we would want to have a few bathroom options to show around the tub and around the shower. So basically we just want to have some sort of module that allows them to change it the way they want, and our tile can be any color. So ideally we would have some sort of like standard offering of our like six or seven colors, but then we have kind of like a color wheel and they could pick, or we'd have like a
Something, yeah.
much more robust like 1500 color selection that they could pick if they wanted to do that. So
So
obviously
1500?
customization, yeah, there's like 1500 different colors they could choose from.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it doesn't have to be that. Like, again, that can be like a phase two improvement, or it could be a simple color wheel that, would give them, like we work with Sherwin-Williams for our coatings.
Right.
So, they have their set colors, but it's just a lot of colors. So technically we could pick any one of theirs, but it's just obviously a lot of information, and
Yeah.
that's an
Okay.
extra cost. So most people stick with our standard offering. So anyway, I'm just trying to source, some different estimates on how we could actually develop this and figure out about what it would cost. Obviously, there's probably a lot more questions to answer. What would it cost in terms of time, but also like how long does this something reasonably take to develop, and so on.
Of course, yes. So, and you just mentioned that your competitors, or say the companions within your industry, they're already doing this, right? So we already have a kind of inspirations to take from. So could you share with me some examples? Do you have the links handy that you could
Yeah,
probably
sure.
send over the website?
Yeah. Yes. Just a second.
So just the same website, right? HoffmanMazer.com.
Yep, I'm sending them to you right now. So it's three different links from three different tile manufacturers.
Okay.
And all the visualizers are a little bit different. Like one of them is just kind of, an image changing. Another one will show it more in like a 3D sense. You can kind of pivot, look around. I really like that, but I'm assuming, it's probably a pretty hefty load on the development side. And
Yeah, you're right.
I can do 3D modeling, but again, I don't have any like app development experience, so I don't. It doesn't mean that that would make it easy. You know what I mean?
And
Like, even if I were to provide 3D modeling files, that doesn't mean it's like, oh yeah, sure, that's quite simple. Like I doubt that's the case. So
Yeah, I mean that may
anyway,
be
those are
helpful,
just.
but then with any kind of software development, there's more than one ways to go about it, right? So, even in fact, we recommend that rather than just trying to pull everything together right off the bat and trying to get everything in one go in the first phase, we always recommend you take the incremental development approach is what we call it. And we can start off with something simple, and while we've laid the foundations, we can always go ahead and once that's become stable and now you feel like it's gaining traction, it's helping your customers, when that initial core objective has been achieved, then we can always go ahead and we always have room to kind of build on top of it and scale the platform, have like the 3D models, have people upload the pictures of their own rooms. All of that becomes possible and is in fact possible because we used, as a matter of fact, we used open source technologies, right? So it's not any kind of a proprietary software for app development that we use. And therefore, it's 100% scalable, is what I'm trying to say. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So I think I've pretty much got a hang of what you're looking to accomplish, Kim. But of course, the examples that you share over, those are going to be helpful as well. Do you need a link to the website? Should I, send that over to you in text messages?
I just emailed it to you.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me switch to my email. Well, I just saw your email from 9 minutes ago as well. It looks like you were, standby for me. Sorry about that again.
It's okay.
So I'll just okay. So I see the three links as well. So these are your competitors, based in North Carolina, right?
They're not bait, but they're, people within the space that we hear about. We're much smaller than these folks, but us being newer and more disruptive, we obviously want to grow market share, and these three groups have a lot of market share. So
Okay. All right, so more like the forerunners of an
TileBar
industry.
has that 3D one.
Okay. Let me look at the tile bar and I'll just click on the classic kitchens. Tells me something's loading here. So, okay. So, in fact, I can try and see what technology have they used to build this, if nothing from scratch. I mean, that, it kind of helps to use an existing software out there for, modeling and visualization and kind of build on top of it. And that cuts down the time to market, that cuts down the cost as well. But let's see how effective one of these is. So I'll tap on
Okay.
walls. And okay, that's nice. This one's good. And okay. So you need the one, where it kind of maneuvers, it shows you a 3D room and you can look at the walls and then you can look at the the sidebars and everything, right?
I'd love that, but that being said, I don't have any sort of like benchmark into how reasonable that is, especially coming out of the gate. So I'm fine with, I'd be interested to know once you have time to, put some numbers together, like, or whatever, like, hey, this is what it would cost to do kind of a base just photo without 3D modeling. This is what it would take to then do the 3D modeling. That way, if we do have to come up with like a tiered phased approach, we'll at least be able to plan for that from a budget perspective and try to set some metrics to show proof of concepts, which I think we'll have no problem doing. But it's they might I think they would like this 3D1 best, but just depending on the price tag, they might want to try something a little bit smaller first, but I'm not sure. This is
Right, so I'll
something we
try and be
need,
helpful if
but
nothing else. I mean, I'll try and walk you guys through, say, a couple different options as to what you already see with the competitors. I'm sorry, I think I cut you off. Were you saying something? Could you complete yourself?
Oh, no, it's okay. No, it's okay. Like, our product only goes on walls. So, like, if that
Okay.
makes any difference, like, we don't put our tile on floors. Like, it's just around the tub and shower and on a backsplash. But you could put it on a whole wall if you wanted to. But, like, anything that you see on some of these that show, like, changing floors or anything
Right.
like that, that's, you know, I don't think that would be a difference, really. But just more of like a heads up.
Yeah, I mean, so from a functional standpoint, I mean, if we have to do a 3D one, then everything can be covered. You might as well introduce a new line of floor tiling if you have to, given that the software can do it now. But I really like what I'm looking at with the tile bar. It's pretty clean, and the
Yeah,
layout and everything is
me
pretty nice as
too.
well. And probably
Yeah.
the benchmark for you guys to what you'd be looking at. So say if we have to go for something simpler. Which one of the other two do you prefer? The best tile or the Dell tile?
Let's see. I know Dell tile is much bigger. And you can upload a picture to the room. I think, hold on, sorry.
So this one kind of reminds me of the, it's a. Oh, it's a visualization software. In fact, we've done, at least a handful augmented reality projects. And if you have to upload your own room and then have the tiles spread out, virtually and all of that stuff, that actually falls under augmented reality. So, for example, the most recent project that I can recall is a golf application we just completed with augmented reality. But otherwise, along the lines, I think the last project was something we did about 2 years ago, and it was more like a furniture augmented reality project. And honestly, I wasn't a part of that team that did the project or completed the project, so I'm not exactly sure about the first-hand details. But this kind of goes along the same lines. And that said, we do in fact have the development expertise to kind of pull something off like this as well.
Okay. I think I like the Dell tile one, and the tile bar one. I think it's a little bit more convincing. I mean, obviously, I think anyone using this knows it's not real, but I think it's just a better user experience. Visually, anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to try them over real quick. So, okay. Okay, I mean, of course, I'll need some time to go over these and then, be able to
Sure.
sit back with the team and then be able to get you some sort of ballparks in terms of timeline and what this would be out of the pocket and everything. So why not a mobile application, just by the way, and Kim, with something like this, and especially you mentioned that you guys are now pivoting from distribution towards retail, and which means you'd be going to the end consumer now. And end consumers are mostly they're deskless people, right? So they'd like to carry their mobile phone into their room and be able to take a picture and be able to see. Ideally speaking, of course, I mean, there's like I said, we can always increment, kind of lay the foundations and build on top of it. But that's how I see the end user, using a software like this rather than from a desktop or even a web browser on a mobile phone. So is the web app kind of a standard within your industry, or is it something else?
You know, I don't think we have, because we don't have anything like this, I don't have any data to say, like, oh, you know, and as far as our web traffic goes, I would imagine there's definitely, I mean, if I could come up with something, or I would love for it to work on both. You know, I would love,
Right.
and I would want it to be on our website, because I just don't think anyone's going to download an app, just a 6-3 tile app. You know, so if it could be somehow like, you know, the same, like I haven't tried doing it on my phone, like those links I sent you, but on the computer. Like, I haven't been prompted to download anything third party to do this visualizer. So I don't want to create any unnecessary barriers, but I mean,
right.
If there's a way to make it work on both, that's great. You know, I would have to get more information.
It's just a trade-off on the accessibility on both sides. So on the flip side, right? So taking the customer from the website to the mobile application, you say has a bit of a friction that you would want to avoid, and you know, have them rather use it right on the website rather than having to download a mobile app and then you know download those resources on something like the mobile phone. But on the other hand, you know, what I was thinking is, you know, with the customers, especially the end users, and you know, when they're not distributors, they would want to go into their room and take a picture, and all that can happen from a mobile phone. So, but then again, I mean, that said, and nevertheless, I think if we lay the foundations with the web application, you always have the, you know, you can always, you know, leverage the opportunity in the future and kind of extend this into a mobile application as well. And for now, you know, we could optimize the web app on the mobile browser as well. So that kind of serves both purposes, being on the phone and then not having to go anywhere from the website to be able to do a quick visualization of your products, right?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
Awesome. So, Kim, you know, usually I hate to talk about numbers up front, but just since I'm thinking off the top of my head right now, there may be more than a couple options to pursue this, you know, a smaller version, a bigger version, you know, a full-fledged version with all the 3D and all the bells and whistles and everything, and then desktop versus mobile. Is there a certain kind of budget that you guys want to keep this within based on your internal discussion, or are you open to all different kinds of options?
I'm open to all different kinds. I mean, we are really taking off in sales. Mm-hmm. And we are absolutely entertaining any and all tools that can help prop that up, which this would fall under that. And that was just tasked to go figure out how to develop this. I wasn't given a number, but they're going to want to see a few different options, and we could point out the pros and cons and, you know, try to make, you know, arguments for what we recommend. But I don't have a number to give you. But we know it's not going to be cheap, put it that way. Like, we know it's not going to be, like, $200, like, and it's going to take time. So, I just, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I think we're kind of there. So, okay. So that, you know, that helps me get back to the team and, you know, kind of lay down all the different options for you. Now, coming back to the functionalities of the software for a moment. So after they've completed the visualization, you were telling me something on the web chat, that you would like for them to drop their inquiry or request a sample. Is that an email that you'd like to be sent out after they fill out a contact form as soon as they've completed the visualization, is how you see it, or how do you want to do the lead capturing part of it?
Well, that's a good question, because I haven't been prompted like that with any of these examples, so I don't even know, like, how we would know if they were, like, finished. So I'm trying to think of how best we would do that.
So there's actually a couple of ways to do it, right? Let me, again, lay down all the different options for you. So one of the first one is, you know, we have them at some point in the virtual, you know, the visualization journey, we ask them to go ahead and sign up, right, and or sign in with you. And that essentially means that they can save their progress. If this is a process that they would do, I mean, I think you understand this better than me, and, you know, because this is your industry. Is this something they would do, like, once and then want to contact you, or is it something that, you know, say the spouse would do first and then call the kids and show them again, or try the different options over, several days or several weeks before they come to a conclusion? I mean, is there a need to store their progress for themselves, or do you think a one-time kind of a visualization without the barrier to sign in or sign up, and then an optional, you know, contact form that they would fill out would be sufficient?
I think the latter. So I think people who use this tool will be people who are curious to try our product. Mm-hmm. So they'll mess around in it, probably have some fun, depending on how much customization you know, how robust and intuitive it is to use. And maybe there's some sort of a little call out that allows them to reach out to our rep or put in their email. I mean, I on the marketing side, because that's the team I'm in, I'm like, oh yeah, let's gate this visualizer. But I doubt we would gate it just because we want people to use it, have a good experience, then reach out to us rather
and
than
that's exactly what
for
I would
potential
recommend.
Customers.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, I was even thinking.
There's no need for us to keep their progress either. So, like, we don't need to have them, like, create an account, save your room. We don't need to do any of that.
Okay, gotcha. So, in fact, I was thinking, I mean, you could even market this as a standalone kind of a product. And, you know, when it comes to what you would have to do that, I mean, it's not a lot. And, you know, I think since you belong to the marketing background yourself, do you?
I do.
You do, right? Okay, I can tell. So,
yeah.
you know, as far as kind of leveraging this as a standalone product, I mean, on the internet, let's say we put this on a subdomain for, say, app.63tiles.com, right? Or visualizer at 6.63tile.com. That's a subdomain, right? So when you push it on the internet, you just need to index it on the search engines and make sure it over time it kind of becomes SEO optimized. But I may be jumping the guns on you. I mean, if you don't see this as a new lead capture kind of a tool, then that's a different direction, right? But otherwise, I mean, I think apart from helping your top of the funnel customers to kind of warm up and, you know, be able to experience your products and be able to come closer to making a decision, I mean, I understand that part of the objective as well. But, like, do you want the new lead generation to happen from this platform as well, or do you want to keep it for the customers who already know you at some level?
I think the customers that know us at some level have less questions. They've already had good experiences with the product, so I don't see them going in and using the visualizer as much. I feel like this visualizer, which makes sense, like I can see value in indexing it separately, and like if someone types in, you know, tile designer or tile visualizer, whatever, and it pops up,
right,
like that's definitely not going to hurt us, right? Like that's of interest. So I think we should just not gate it now, but I would love to push traffic to it. And we definitely would promote it, you know, in our material. You know, we'd have put it in our paid advertising strategies to get people to try it. So our goal would be to get people more comfortable, you know, with the product, and then request more information or request a sample, which those kind of things are already on our website. So this is definitely like early funnel, but trying to get them down to trying it.
Okay. Gotcha.
Does that answer your question?
I think it does, and you did a pretty good job at it because, you know, that kind of tells me that we could leave the contact forms for request a sample, we could leave contact forms for get a quotation, all of that is optional. And if someone wants to use it, they just want to use it over time and, you know, before they actually get in contact with you, it's up to them, but without creating any kind of friction, we could keep it as options for them to contact you if they have to inquire more. I mean, if they like it, they like the tile. For example, I love the herringbone tile you have on the website. And if I was one of your potential customers, so I definitely want to contact and, you know, get a request a sample or something. That those kind of, you know, that top of the funnel versus bottom of the funnel is what we could do with this platform as well from a positioning perspective in terms of marketing. But apart from that, I mean, as far as the development and as far as the features are concerned, I think I've pretty much got quite a hang of it. And how many products, again, are we looking at? I mean, how many different product options do you have at this time?
We have, like in our standard offering, we have 8. So we have 4 different backsplash tile patterns, but we have 7 different color options. So what that means, there's like
21.
You know, the number, like, so if there's 7 times 4, that's
28.
Okay. 30. Okay. Yeah, so that's just that spot, and those come in gloss and matte finishes. So that's already like 54 or something just in backsplash. But we have three different patterns and the same seven colors for shower and tub. You know, so I mean, we're not talking about thousands of what's the word I'm looking for?
Okay. Probably 100.
We're not talking about thousands of SKUs, but we're talking like a couple hundred. And a lot of it's redundant, like the gloss and the matte, you know, that just doubles it like that. But it's effectively the same color, just a different sheen. So like visually it would look very similar, but so we'd have to figure out like, is that even implemented into this or not? You know, like that's such a special nuance. Like, I don't know if you'd really be able to. It just depends on how we could execute that visually. But if we did have a color wheel or something, you know, it would just need the color would need to be responsive to that color wheel. And we would just have to say like, you know, custom color options available, you know,
sure. So,
Williams or something like that.
Right. And then you also
referenced that, again,
your
can be a phase
computers.
Two improvement. So.
I'm so sorry. I thought you finished.
Okay.
Could you repeat the last thing you said, Kim?
Oh, I was going to say, like, and we don't have to be like, oh, and you picked XYZ color from Sherwin-Williams. That's like, because they just have so, like, if we were going to try to index, like, 1,500 of their colors times our tile, it would just explode. Like, I don't even, it would explode. Like, that's just so much, you know, I can't even, like,
I mean, it depends,
Yeah. So, unless there's some sort of, like, I don't think alpha channel is the right thing, but some sort of like green screen, which is just adaptive to any color you put on a color wheel or something.
Yeah,
like, I don't know
how
it would work on the development side. Yeah. So if it's like that, but if I have to export like 1,500 colors for every room that we do and every pattern, like that's obviously a ton of files. So I don't think we should go that route if that's how we would have to do it. So I think the custom color thing all depends on how it could be developed. So if it's much more like manual.
So if it's 1,500 colors, we're looking at how many then? I mean, what are your standard options? Say 10s or?
We're talking seven colors.
Seven colors, okay. I'm also looking at the Sherwin-Williams website, and, you know, I've come across them before as a customer in the past as well.
Yeah,
they're
have a great visualizer too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do have an app as well, so I'll kind of play around with that as well. I'll look at the options you sent over. So do they have, like, the 1,500 color options on their website? I mean, do they have a color wheel that we could kind of pick up and integrate with other app, or is that something that I should look at myself and, you know, probably confirm?
I haven't seen a color wheel, but I do think you their visualizer, I haven't tested on my phone, but I'm sure it works on the phone too. You can upload your room, but they do have preset rooms, and you have like nighttime or daytime like switches, so you can see how the color looks between the day and night. But I think they group the colors in like buckets, so you have like neutrals, blues, purples, reds. Like they kind of group them like that to make it more manageable. I don't know if their entire 1,500 colors option is in there or not, but they have a lot you can choose from.
Okay. And then if not the 1,500, if that's a bit of a far fetch right now, then you're looking at about seven different color options is what you're saying, right?
Correct. And that's our standard offering. Like that's what, you know, if anyone picked a custom color, that would be a customer order, which would be more expensive. And you have certain quantities you'd have to make. So we want people to be aware of it, but, you know, that we want them to like our standard offering first and foremost. And then if they have the budget and the project count, then we can push them towards like a custom. But the priority is to make sure the seven standard colors are promoted the most.
I'm looking at their color palette right now on the Sherwin-Williams website. And you're right, they have, like, look at probably about 350, 1,000 plus colors right off the bat. So yeah, let me. I think that's all helpful information, Kim. And thank you so much. And that's going to help me run this with the development team, because there's quite a few questions that I have myself as well on how this is going to be pulled off
Okay.
as far as the color schemes and the preset rooms and everything is concerned. So what times are you available tomorrow? Do you have some, say probably a 20-minute short room tomorrow to kind of recircle with me on this?
Yeah, the only time I'm not available is from 11 to 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I'm wide open the rest of the day.
Okay, noted, and that's perfect. I mean, I prefer an afternoon call as well. So let me go ahead and discuss this with the team. Do you have any other information for me? Anything that you'd like for me to keep in mind before I run the options with the team here?
Nope, I think we captured everything.
Oh, how about the timeline? I mean, do you have any kind of ideal timeline to get this going? How soon do you guys want to have this launched to your website?
I think depending on where we land in price point, we want to do it right, but it might be something, and you too, let me know. Like, I would expect this to take between 3 to 6 months. Like, I have no idea how long these take, but it's not like we're wanting this done next month. I just don't even think that's reasonable. But
Yeah.
I can
Oh,
see this
yeah.
like being the end of 2024 or maybe even early 2025, and we would just break up, or if the invoicing terms were split between 2024 and 2025, again, it just depends on that we have time. We obviously
Right.
want to get it out. Like, we don't want it to take 2 years, but we also know it's not going to take 2 weeks either. So I would expect it to take 3 to 6 months to get it
Yeah, I would
ready. I
tell you
don't know if
right
that's
now that it's not
reasonable
going to.
or not.
Gotcha. So it's not. It's definitely not going to take anything less than 3 months. So you're right on that part. More than 6 months, maybe. But then again, it comes down to how far we want to go with this in the first phase. So then again, I need to recircle with you. We get back to square one.
Sure.
And apart from that, how about the the possibility of using something that's already on the market, because the app, as far as how we work, in terms of cost, it's not going to cost you on a monthly basis with us, right? So you don't pay us a monthly fee to license the software or anything, right? So we build a custom software. It's going to be a one-time fee, and then it's going to belong to you for a lifetime. As far as using a third-party software within the app is concerned, which I believe is what Bartile has done. I'll have to look at the others as well. How open are you guys to using a software that's already on the market and then kind of using that to customize and scale that to fit exactly your needs?
Oh, we're open to that. I mean, if we're happy with the performance and the experience, we're okay. We don't have to, broke what's not, means fix what's not
Reinventable,
broken,
yeah.
if you know what I mean. Like, yeah,
Sure.
exactly. Sorry, that's what I meant to say. So we're open to exploring those options. If there's something already out there that we can customize that makes sense for our brand, like, we're on board to talking about that.
And if it shows their
And it's okay
watermark or
too if this
something or
takes
some
longer
branding rights,
than
you're
six
okay with
months.
that as well, right?
Branding rights, is that what you said?
Oh, no, I mean, if the third-party software, for example, we're using some third-party AI visualizer kind of thing, and they show their logo on it, on your software, you're okay with that is what I'm asking.
Okay, so if it had like powered by and it had some like development
Right,
logo or
yeah.
something, I think that's fine as long as it's not like
Yeah, it doesn't obstruct the
try,
journey of the
if
user.
it's correct, or if you forget it's even a 6:3 tile thing. Like, I wouldn't want it to overcome or overtake the experience or the 6:3 tile logo. Like, I'd want it to be the secondary or even third thing. Like, I wouldn't want it to be front and center. Like, I'd be okay if I saw it like at the bottom or in the bottom corner or something, but I
Yeah,
wouldn't want it to
that's
be
usually how it
like
is. Yeah.
boom. Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So I think I've collected all the information that I'd that'd be, like I said, it'd be extremely helpful for me to be able to recircle with you. So do you have something else for me, or shall we now shoot for say tomorrow in the afternoon, and then we can confirm a time over the email? Does that work?
Yep, that works.
All right, then awesome. Thank you for your time, Kim, and pleasure speaking to you. And I sent you a company profile as well. So if you get some time, you take a look at that as well, and show this around to your team as well. And then tomorrow, hopefully, and I'll keep you posted via email. But then tomorrow, hopefully, I'll get back to you, and I think we'd be in a much better shape by that time. All right.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. And you have a great day. I'll let you go for now. All right.
You too. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now.